The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. I just have to ask your forgiveness for not being able to get a message up on time. And as the message progresses, you'll understand why. It's October 2015. And as the title of this message infers, distractions and exhaustion, that's just about exactly what's going on with me. Ever since Bruno's death, we've been thrown a little bit off course, but we've had an awful lot of things going on the property, and kind of nesting for the winter time is starting to set in here in the mountains. Last night when I was worshiping the Lord, I was dancing with him in the spirit, and I saw that we were both dressed in midnight blue with stars twinkling from within the fabric. I love the midnight sky with all its stars twinkling, especially when it gets really cold and they really twinkle. And I got the impression that we were dressed this way because we are now in the midnight hour. I just could not hear the Lord clearly last night because I was so exhausted. And that's why there was no message this morning. I finally collapsed at 10:30, which is 7 hours before I normally go to bed. And the first thing on my mind this morning was getting the message for you. Again, during worship, I saw we were wearing midnight blue with the stars twinkling off the fabric. And after about an hour or so of worship, I started to droop and drift off again like I did last night. But Jesus began speaking, and he saved the day. He began, "You've had a rough few days, my love. Your choice to cut out all this distraction is a wise one. I sent a volunteer to do these things, not you anymore. I want you all to myself. Is that clear?" I answered him, "It feels right, Lord. The question is, do you want me all to yourself?" "You know I do, Lord." "I know, but your mind wanders. See, even now your mind is wandering." And when he said that, sure enough, I was wondering about something I'd done 25 years ago that I was sorry that I did. It's like, oh my gosh, and that's been happening a lot lately. My mind has been drifting. I guess I'm not taking enough ginkgo. Well, I know what the problem is, and I'm going to share that with you here as this moves on. I don't know how to put a stop to it. Pass it on to your helpers or forget about it. Let it go. That's even better. Now let's move on with the teaching. I love to use you as my little guinea pig. But Lord, I thought pigs were unclean. Not guineas, my love. They're cute and adorable. Just like you when you run helplessly in your little squirrel cage and cry out to me, "Lord, I can't control my mind. Would you please take it over?" I just love that. "And this prayer I will answer," he smiled. He began, "This is a season of distraction into frivolous and worldly pursuits. And as the rapture draws nearer, it becomes much more dangerous to let your mind stray. My brides, keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on me. Don't allow the enemy to barrage you with distractions and pull you off task. You are far too dangerous to him, and he's seeking to disarm you through distractions and social obligations that have no bearing on holiness. If you follow after these things, it becomes a matter of what shall I wear, what shall I eat, where shall we meet, how can I make it festive, who should I invite, what should I tell them to wear, on and on and on, ad infinitum. While you pursue all these foolish things, I'm left to languish without the company of my most beloved bride. I need your attentions now more than ever. The world is still progressing into the tribulation and the rapture is still on the horizon. Do you want to be caught unaware and perhaps be drawn so far away from me that your lamp goes out? Every year I go through this season of distraction with my beloved. Every year, Satan plans attacks against the body that they are not watching for because of their own distractions. What you have gone through, my love, in these last few days is but a microcosm of what my whole entire body is going through. And I need you to share your battles with them. All that you say is true, Lord, and every year I try not to be drawn in. But this last month especially, the last couple of weeks has been rife with distractions. I feel so fragmented. I can't concentrate on anything. I know this is my fault because of my lust to get things done before winter. Get the wood in, get the beams of the house sealed, clean the chimney, etc., etc. Every day is something different. People show up here to work on the front house, which is really not my concern, so I can ignore all that activity. But then there's arranging storage for the things we had to remove from that house and organizing and the like. It's very, very frustrating because I have to get up way early, only 6 or 7 hours of sleep when I need 9, just to direct the helpers. So, as a result, I haven't been getting the sleep I need. And last night, I just collapsed. That was it. But the worst thing of all is that these things on my mind have nothing to do with ministry. I sit down to pray, and immediately my mind goes ricocheting off in another direction. What about storage? What about paint? What about stain? The roof and the registration? What about what I did 30 years ago? Oh, I wish I hadn't done that. On and on and on. Poor Jesus. I can't keep my attention on him for more than a minute at a time before I drift off into something. I know it's warfare, and the weapons are the quest for perfection in our environment and nesting instinct brought on by the change of seasons, which causes distraction and leads to fragmentation. And a mind that can't sit still and stay in the presence of the Lord. One technique the Lord has given me for these distractions is to immediately, when something comes to mind, write it down on a piece of paper and dispatch it. Then it can be off your mind because it's on a list for later. And that helps at least in that area. But even when I do that, it's like being in a squirrel cage going round and round and round. My mind just won't refocus on the Lord. How do I get off? Jesus began again. By calling on me, my love, and making a resolution in your heart that you will not be drawn off course. You will not allow yourself to be lured into more projects and out of my heart. You must make a firm purpose of amendment that you will not fall for the bait and take off running. My brides, this is a season when the enemy uses your busy work and social obligations to draw you way, way off course. He plans strategic attacks at this time of the year because he knows you won't be vigilant. Many, many evil things begin when your attentions are on other things. But the worst damage is done to our relationship, and your lamps become perilously empty on the verge of going out. Please, refuse the invitation to relentlessly pursue the things of this world. Put me in number one position in your priorities, and with the time left over, take care of the basics, for you know not the hour when I will come. And that was the end of his message. And I wanted to share this with you. A lady by the name of Dee is one of our listeners. Had this dream, and Ezekiel and Carol and I all felt it was very apropos. I dreamt I was at an airport towards the front door and thought to go for something in my car, but I realized I did not have a lot of time to board the aircraft as it appeared to be about 15 minutes before takeoff. The time appeared to have been 11:45, and the flight seemed to be scheduled to leave at 12 o'clock. I decided against going to the car, and as I headed by the check-in area, the final preparation was being done before the flight was to take off. I went to the check-in staff to let them know I was still in the building and was headed to the aircraft. One of the staff called my name to find out if it was me, as they were waiting for everyone who had already checked in to board. It was at this time I had a knowing that I had already checked in and the only thing left for me was to get on board. The agent then asked me to confirm my full name, which I did, and it was about that time I reached into my pocket and pulled out my passport. I asked one of the agents to escort me to the plane to save time, as I didn't want any delays on my way to the aircraft. But he assured me that he did everything necessary and all that was left was for me to hurry and get on board. As I was about to start towards the aircraft area, one of the agents came around as if to escort me. I was also told the area around that section was being closed off. I somehow knew the aircraft would not leave me, so I hurried on to catch the flight. And that was the end of the dream. She continues here, I believe the Lord is telling us it's almost time to go and for us not to get distracted, as there's no time to be distracted at this point, as Jesus is truly coming soon. And that was the end of her comment on her channel. Ezekiel, bless his holy heart, has been far more aware of my distractions than I have. He's truly brought me back to balance and gently pointed out that I was slipping into overactivity. In any case, you can see, guys, I need your prayers. I am just too blonde. I apologize to all of you for allowing things in our personal lives to curtail our ministry, because I think I've missed a couple of messages recently, and I feel badly about that, about letting you down. So please forgive me and keep me in your prayers. We really need them, especially for our new blog, which I haven't even been able to write yet. And thank you for caring for us and praying. It just about brought me to tears, the message I got this morning from Carol, that everyone was really concerned for us because we sent out an SOS last night. Ezekiel had a really hard night with one of his medical conditions, and it was all of your prayers that delivered us from having to go to the ER. It's my thought that we're under tremendous attack over here, and the enemy is trying to stop the messages. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and he's not going to succeed at that. Amen? Amen. So I just exhort all of you that as invitations to be distracted and taken off the Lord and to shorten your prayer times, as those invitations just seem to be piling up on you, be vigilant and understand that the devil is going to do everything he can to distract and exhaust you and get your mind off of God. And it's imperative that we stay focused on him right now and the things he's calling us to do. I love you all. God bless you so much for being on our channel. And again, thank you so much for your prayers.